Next up in today's All Tech Considered, one of the more unusual venture capital funds in Silicon Valley. It's run by the CIA. The fund, called InQtel, was founded in the late 1990s when the CIA was drowning in data and didn't have the tools to connect the dots. We asked NPR's Steve Henn for this profile.
Jeffrey Smith is the former general counsel of the CIA. He was one of a small group of intelligence community insiders who helped set up InQtel more than a decade ago. At the time, the idea of a government-funded venture capital firm was completely new, and even though this company would be part of the intelligence community, Smith and the others knew it would need to attract entrepreneurs' attention.
We were trying to think of names, and we had a number of different names. We really needed something that also had appeal to a wider audience and, frankly, had some sex to it.
So they named it after Q, the man who makes the gadgets for James Bond. And whether you've realized it or not, over the past 13 years, InQtel has changed your life.
Much of the touchscreen technology used now in iPads and other things came out of various companies that InQtel identified
and invested in. It was also an early investor in a company that stitched together satellite images and maps.
And ultimately was purchased by Google and became Google Earth.
Data-crunching startups backed by InQtel have been bought by IBM and Hewlett-Packard. Today, InQtel has more than $170 million in assets. And up and down Silicon Valley, it's investing millions of taxpayers' dollars in dozens of new startups. Peter Hadrovich says an investment from InQtel helped the company he works for, Sonitus, turn a novel kind of hearing aid into a two-way radio you can hide in your mouth. It conducts sound through the bones in your head and gives people wearing it
the ability to receive incoming wireless sound literally without using your ears. The device attaches to your teeth and gives you hearing. It's that sound in your head, and you simply have nothing on your ears.
You have nothing on your ears. And Hadrovich says the device could even be shaped like a tooth. Another company InQtel is backing is called Infinite Z. It makes holographic displays. David Chavez invited me into his office and walked me through how it worked.
All right, so I just put on some 3D glasses.
Sure, have a seat.
And I'm sitting in front of a... Wow.
I'm looking at a 3D monitor, what looks like a flat panel TV, but it's cantilevered back at a 45 degree angle. And there, popping off the screen, are all these objects. There's a Scrabble board and a ruler, and all appear in three dimensions. As I walk around the monitor, they look real. They move through space as I do, and my perspective shifts. Then I take this little laser pointer and I can pick them up.
Pick it up.
So hold the button down and pick it up.
Pick it up. Roll your wrist over and look at the back of it and try to describe that.
You can imagine hundreds of uses for a display like this, from computer-aided design to three-dimensional satellite mapping to medical imaging. But this company, Infinite Z, might not exist today without the backing of InQtel and indirectly the help of the CIA.
I worked at the National Security Agency, and I still have no idea how to sell into the federal government.
Laura Mather is co-founder of Silvertail Systems. It's a security firm that identifies suspicious behavior online. InQtel is an investor in her company. And Mather says it gives her firm the CIA's seal of approval, and that helps her sell to huge federal customers. Jeffrey Smith says InQtel was created to bring technologies like Silvertail's into the intelligence community quickly. But back when it was created, the original idea was that InQtel wouldn't be supported by taxpayers forever. It was set up as a nonprofit that would reinvest its earnings in its mission and pay private sector salaries. Today, its CEO, Christopher Darby, earns roughly $1 million a year.
The salaries in the high-tech community among successful people are really quite extraordinary. My father used to say, you tend to get what you pay for, and I think that's true.
But InQtel has never become self-sufficient. It still receives more than $56 million a year in government support, according to its most recent tax return. But Smith says InQtel's primary goal was never financial independence or even to make money. Its purpose was to help the CIA catch up with technology. And he says it's done that.
If you go now to the desk of an analyst at the agency who's working on any given problem, let's take nuclear proliferation, what they have available to them is breathtaking.
And Smith says InQtel deserves much of the credit. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.